It is October 20. The Russians have a large number of very different missiles, which can be conventionally divided in two types. Wars that can fly several tens of miles and wars that can travel hundreds or even thousands of miles. The Russians constantly used both types of these missiles together. They constantly tried to destroy both cities and towns near the front line, as well as wars located deep in the rear. But in the last few weeks, they have changed their tactics. While they did not stop shelling the frontline cities, they stopped or almost stopped hitting targets far from their positions. You might say, alright, it's good news, it's actually fine that they did not hit big cities inside the country anymore. But when it comes to the Russians, there can be only one good news. They all have disappeared and will not kill anyone else. In fact, what is happening now with missiles is very disturbing. The enemy has stopped shelling some cities not because a human has suddenly woken up in it, not because it feels sorry for the civilians who die from its missiles. No, the enemy was and remains a monster. As it did not bother with the death of civilians before, it does not bother now. It's just that now it's stocking up on missiles to start destroying cities when the real winter comes. It wants to leave Ukrainians without a roof over their heads, without heat, without light, without water and transport. It wants the number of civilian casualties to be so impressive that Ukrainians would be ready to start negotiations with these monsters, if only to stop the deaths among children and elderly. I'm not making anything up. This is exactly what the Russians tried to do last winter. Even in their so-called news, they flaunted the Russians' ability to leave Ukrainians without the benefits of civilization and force us to surrender precisely with the help of these long-range missiles. Then they miscalculated. The accumulated missiles were not enough to destroy the entire Ukrainian infrastructure. Yes, they caused a lot of damage, killed thousands of people, left cities without power for several days and sometimes even for weeks, but they could not break the will of Ukrainians to resist, so they will try again this winter. Having learned from the failures of last year, they are now planning to launch much more massive attacks on our cities, kill even more people, destroy even more buildings. Will they succeed in breaking the will of Ukrainians this time? Of course not. But a very difficult, very cold and very dark winter awaits us. This in itself could be a bad news, but worse than all of this is that the next winter will be even worse. The war drags on for years. Putin will not end it as long as he is alive and has something that can shoot at Ukrainians. His people either support the genocide of Ukrainians in every way or live by the principle the authorities know better if they decided to kill Ukrainians when they must know something. Now a cold rain is falling in the streets, the roads in the east of the country are already turning into mud, and it's cold and damp in the trenches and bunkers. And this is just the beginning. Warmth will only return in May. Until then, very difficult times awaits us. Remember this and don't forget, Ukrainian soldiers are fighting for truth and freedom against savagery and darkness.